So my name is Kim Jackson, and I've been doing this podcast primarily about how to make our community stronger and to have a better village, and why it's important for all of us to do our fair share to make sure the community is stronger and richer, whether that's helping with affordable housing, or whether that's understanding the footprint of how people work or transportation or health equity, et cetera. And I'm talking to people in the community that I value because of what they bring to the table. And one of those people are with me today, and that's Vicki Westra, and we share something in common. So I always have the people I'm speaking with, my chats, them introduce themselves. So Vicki, please introduce yourself.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for having me here today. And I always love to talk about autism. It's one of my subjects as the founder and CEO of Autism Shifts, which is a nonprofit, but more importantly, as a mom of Gabrielle, our daughter, who was diagnosed at the age of 4. And she's now an adult, a young adult at 25. So we've been through quite the journey.
25. I cannot believe she's 25.
I know. It goes by so fast. Yeah, and I've learned so much, not just as a parent, but also in working with individuals with autism, both helping them to prepare for employment, which has been over the last, since 2010, we have been in that space of employment and employing people with autism, and we're still employing people with autism today.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about, because of course, interestingly, this is the awareness month where we talk about how people with disabilities engage in our market and why they are employable and why we should value them as employees. So I wanted you to share a little bit about your journey, what you've discovered along the way, and most importantly, what do you think you can to share with fellow employers about why this is a valuable population to employ?
Okay, well, I'm going to just start, you know, at 2010 when we started our Artistas Cafe program, and it was basically a partnership with Mercedes. We created a cafe, and my goal as a mom who had left my corporate job was to set up this program and help our young adults get ready for employment and help them to integrate into our community, right?
Right.
Help them understand our environment and all that. Well, what I found out was very different in that I got a chance to really understand their environment and the world of autism. And it is so different from what we think. And one thing I learned along the way was, gosh, if we take time, and that was my whole mission was, you know, personal was, you know, I wanted to understand my daughter as well, is really understand them, you know, and where they're coming from. And the world of autism is different. They think different. They process information differently. They are different, and different in a great way. They bring so much into our world. And, you know, sometimes we get so focused on the stigma of autism, which talks about its challenges, and we fail to really focus on their unique talents, their abilities, all the amazing things they bring into this world. And so I'd like to share today, of course, as a parent, as we do that, my gosh, the world can change for us at home. We can live in what I call today the green zone, which is in a place of positive well-being, you know, hope, experiencing hope, positive expectation about the future, joy, having fun, all those things that we all want, that we all share in common. And really, as employers, if we're focused on creating this kind of environment where we really value people for who they are, their diversity, their neurodiversity, whatever they're bringing in. And we set up an environment that values that, appreciates that, supports that. We will win big time because these individuals bring so much value to our workforce. It's so worth the time and the focus on doing that. So that's what I would tell employers.
Well, I would also think that along the way, the journey has changed dramatically from 2010 to now, right? From 2010 to now, there's been leaps and bounds in terms of understanding, processing, and how the autistic population brings value to the workforce. What would you say along the way are the biggest strengths that the autistic population, of course, we don't want to treat any group as monolithic, but, you know, generally speaking, what strengths do you think employers should know about what they can bring? Like, for, I always say to people, I find them very task oriented, very capable of doing challenging tasks over and over again, and that they're so uber focused in many ways, depending on the right sensory environment, that that can be a huge asset for an employer, depending on the type of skill set they're looking for, like technology, for example, or the art community.
I totally agree, Kim. I think that their great ability to focus in a world where we have so much distraction, I mean, you know, distractibility at, in the workplace is really, it's like lack of productivity. And if you look at these individuals and you look at their strong ability to focus, and especially the unique talents and abilities that they bring, when they are aligned with a job, an employment opportunity that really allows them to use that talent and ability, great things can happen because they're so hyper focused on doing that and they enjoy it and they want to do it, you know. And sometimes we do them a disability by putting them in jobs that don't align, you know. It's just employment, and really where they shine is when we plug them in to what their talent and abilities are. And so if we can find more opportunities to expand that and create those all the way around, because there's still yet, as far as we've come, there's still too many people today with autism that are underemployed. They're either not employed or they're underemployed. And both of those are, you know, not positive things. We want to be able to employ this community in the area where they're, you know, they're plugged in, they're tuned in, they're turned on, they're doing great things for us. And really, if we provide that, they have skills and unique abilities across the board.
I completely agree. I only have one final question, because I like to call them quick chats so that our viewers get a taste and then they come to you to learn more. So sure. Autism Shifts has done an amazing job, in my opinion, of being nimble in a COVID environment. For those people who do not really understand the depth of what you bring as an alternative to some of the other programs that help with job security and job training and, you know, just resources for families. If you could share a little bit more specific about what Autism Shifts does and how people can find you.
Okay. Well, our focus, you know, for the past 10 years has been on employment. Here's what we learned. If we're not living in the green zone, right? That means if we're not in a place of, and this includes our autism community, right? So I work with individuals, and what I found is, hey, if they're coming in the red zone, not really believing a lot can happen for them, feeling very different, feeling disempowered, feeling like they're not good enough, they don't have confidence in themselves. It's very difficult to be employed. So our main focus is about creating a green zone life. First, you as an individual have to be in a place of well-being. You have, and that includes both emotional, mental well-being, you know, what's our mental outlook, and spiritual, you know, all three of those go together. You know, that it all combines. And when we're in the best place and we gain clarity about what we want to do, and we believe that that can happen for us, then all things will come together for the good to create that for us. So the process is really getting ourselves up to speed with ourselves, you know, and who we are. So we offer courses, workshops, membership program, all designed to help our autism community, and that includes individuals with autism as well as parents and caregivers, because oftentimes we don't know what to do to help our child. You know, oftentimes we're living in a place of worry and fear as a parent and caregiver. And so they are living with that, right? They're absorbing that energy. So the best thing we can do for our child is be in the green zone, where we say, of course, everything can happen for you. You know, we may not know how, but if we believe that those things can happen, that as a family unit, we're living in this green zone place, and we're going to see things, you know, evolve for us as a family and as a community.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for sharing your story with me again, but publicly, and also for, you know, just enlightening the community about the importance of equity in how we all walk into that space, not just as those living on the spectrum, but those who support and surround those on the spectrum. So
absolutely, Kim. Thank you. It's great seeing you. I'm sure I'll